Okay, here we go for five short ideas. Parshas Kisavo, Elul, Tavshin Pei, 5780. Our learning should be in Tzchusuf for Hashem, from Mordechai Yaakov, Yudah, Ben Rivka, Pesor, Shechol Yisrael. And all the Chol Yisrael, Bez Hashem, should be here, Bezorich, Pesor's Toivus, throughout the world. The first Torah comes from Yisnach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe, the first Pasuk of the Parsha. Hayak Kisavo, Alarat, Asher, Hashem, Alakach, No Sein Lecha, Nachlo, Yerushav, Yerushav, Tabach. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, when you enter the make sure to give and you take possession of the land. Make sure b'kachtam reishis kol pri adama. Make sure you give the Rabbonu Shalom the first fruits, the mitzvah of bikurim. Says the Yismach Yisrael. What's the deeper idea here? Av asher Hashem alokecha noisein lach, noisein lecha. Excuse me, noisein lecha. That He constantly gives to you. He says, you want to know the Indian of bikurim? What's the theme? What's the essence? What's the DNA? The pnimius of bikurim? What's the lesson for us? It's the midah of anava. He says, you work hard, and you work hard on your land, and you put all your energy and your kochos and all of your entire day and night. And what does the Ribono Shel Olam say? The first fruits come to the Beis HaMikdash. And what's the message? The message is that the Bikurim come to save us from our gaiva, from koichi ve'otzim yodi, to make sure that we instill the recognition within ourselves that we have everything. Everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, sha'akol mimenu yisbarach. And says the Emor Emes, just look a few psukim later, perech avav pasuk yud. The whole Indian of when we come to bring the Bikurim. How do you have to bring it? V'yinachdo lifnei Hashem alokecho, v'shtachavisa lifnei Hashem alokecho. And you have to bow down. You have to bow down. And says the Eremei Emes, what is this, what is the message of when someone bows down? He says that's the whole point, the whole goal of the Bikurim was to bring a person to this hachna, of this recognition of humility to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam in charge. And even though we put in all our efforts, we do our best, we have to do our part. But to know even doing our part and even our ishtadlus comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the main lesson, says the Yismach Yisrael, and says the Eremei Emes, of what Bikurim represents the midah of anava. Realizing everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam, no matter what we think, we have, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was being Rav Tzadok Yartzeit said yesterday, V'nafshi kar v'lekol tiyah, then p'sach bi b'sar secha. Once we acquire the midah of anava, then the Torah can really trickle down and can be able to penetrate our hearts. What a beautiful idea from the Yismach Yisrael. From the Emre Emes and the Baal Yul, the Rav Tzadok, I'm making sure to acquire the midah of anava. Moving on to Adin number two. Adin number two comes to us from the Machsheves Nochem, Rabbi Yosef of Koinedov. I got this sefer, and you know it gets very, very narrow in Meir Sharim. You can barely, there's a store there, Mamish with Yus Farm. It's gold. Gold mine. And you go into Meir Sharim, you gotta go here. It's Mamish gold. Machsheves Nochem, the Koinedov Rebbe. I was just to get this sefer just for this Torah. The last pasuk of Rishon, the pasuk says, "The samachta bechol hatov, and we rejoice and be happy that Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed you with." Asher nosa nocha Hashem alkecha levesecha atav alevi v'ager b'shibikrebecha. Be happy that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given to you, to your household, to the Levi, to the ger who's in your midst. Says the Kohen of a Rebbe, such a beautiful yisod. He said, "What's the deeper idea here?" He says, "Of course we have to be happy what the Rabbono Shem gives us." But the ultimate simcha, what's the ultimate joy of a yid? The ultimate joy of a Jew. That we have shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we have relationships with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That we have an ability to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what El is all about. El is all about remembering that we have that ani l'doy d'vidoy d'li. We have that relationship, the chazan kala relationship. Let's go back to that love, to that romance, the romantic relationship we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that passionate in relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Kohen Nedev Rebbe, that's it. This hamachta b'chol ha-kotov. Obviously, the Gashmi, we're so happy that we're so thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the ultimate simcha is, b'samachta b'chol ha-kotov, asher nosan l'cha Hashem alakecha, that we have the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives, that He has us, and we have Him. Anu ma'amireinu v'ananu v'achman v'ata ma'amirecha. Right? The whole Indian of the whole Yom Noram is able to symbolize this relationship between Klai Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this reminded me of the Gevaldig Nigin that my Rebbe Rav David Weinberg sang from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi wrote a Yiddish song, and it's brought down by my other Rebbe, Rabbi Benji Epstein. Where can I find you? Where can I not find you? Only you, do, only you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Listen to this niggun on Spotify, on Apple Music. It's called Only You. Rav David Weinberg sings it from Michal Shapiro. That's what a Jew's job is all about. But to be able to see this actually in benching. We say this in benching, and this is a Torah from Rav Baruch HaMeshbar in the Rishoner. We're thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for everything that we have. For Eitzol, for the Torah, everything. Says the original, I think, believe Rabbi Chaimesh was the grandson of the Baal Shem that says as well. Al hakol, above all, Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach. The fact that you are God, we have shaychus to, we have a relationship with you. That is what we thank for you. That is what, that's the same exact Torah from the Kunnah of a Rabbi over here. The Sanachta Bechol Atov Hashem Nelsal Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu. That's what we thank for you, the Baal Shem, that we have you in our lives. Do, only you. What a beautiful idea from Arios of a Kunnah of Machshavas Nachum. A beautiful idea from the Kedushas Levi in the Nigin that he wrote. And the beautiful idea from Rabbi Chaimesh was an originator. We're understanding the relationship between us and the Rabbonu Shem, which is all what Elul and what really what Yom Noram represents and what it's all about. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes to us from the Shem Yishmuel. The Shem Yishmuel can be found on page 162, Kuf Samch Beis. It was said in the year Tav Resh Ayin Aleph. The Pasuk says in Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Ches, V'chasavta alavonim es kol tivrei HaTorah hazoz be'er hetev. You shall inscribe on the stones. All the words of this Torah were well clarified. Right, Moshe and the Zakenim give Klai Yisrael the mitzvah to be able to make sure that we write down the entire Torah and we understand the Torah into our hearts. Says Hashem Yishmuel, what's the deeper idea over here? That at the end of the year we have to write down Al Avnei Makom. We have to write down the Torah on the stones of the place. He says, you know, at the end of the day, there's not the number one greatest thing that the metahara a person, especially from the tahara of the tumas, like the Canaanim, of the Canaanite living in Eretz Yisrael, is dafko through the Torah. Ki bekoicho shel ish haTorah lechalos es azuma shav Israel alolu. That's what the Rabbeinu Shem was telling Moshe and the Zakenim. The Zakenim were telling Klai Yisrael. Moshe and the Zakenim were telling Klai Yisrael. You want to get rid of the tumah and tahara of Eretz Yisrael from the Canaanites. The chasavta alavanam es kol divrei haTorah zos. Almanas the taras admas haaretz. You want to know how to purify yourselves, purify the land? It's dafko through the Torah. It's called tivrei haTorah hazos. It's dafko through the Torah. It's dafko the connection of the Torah from you, your connection, your love to the Rabbeinu Shem through the Torah. Hashivinu avinu l'sorasecha. The number one way to be able to do tshuva is dafko through the Torah. But as Rabbi Goldberg said at Shal Shudas last night from the Rav from Rav from Shore from all Israel, including the Baal Shem Tov Asher Karcha Badarch, a mother tries to be able to come and get us specifically and tell us to have the Torah and have davening and have chesed, but have a cold Torah and cold davening and cold this and cold that. No. Our job is to be shiv to be vayis Hashem koy mechayai, the fire, the passion, the energy in our avodas Hashem. That's what it's all about. But specifically, says the Shem Yishmol, specifically to have the Eish HaTorah. And that throws away the rest of the tumah of the Kohan of the Canaanites, but not only the people of the Canaanim, but also the Canaanim in our lives, the Canaanim of our neshama. Like they say, Maaser Yitzchak Vorka, I believe Rabbi Biederman says, Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka was on his deathbed, and he said one of his last things that he said was, Rabbi Biederman writes, he says, there's nothing that purifies the Jewish heart, and there's nothing that purifies the Jewish soul more than a daf of Gemara, and a page of Gemara, than a little Torah. That's what it's all about. But the Baal Shem Tov says it's not just good enough to have the Torah, to have Yomi check, Mishnah check. It's got to be done with fire and love and ahava and appreciation and an energy and a bren. Beautiful idea from Hashem Yishmol and the Baal Shem Tov. By making sure that we get rid of the Kananim physically and spiritually, specifically through the Torah, specifically to having that fire and energy and that connection in a real, sincere way. Moving on to Din number 4. Sticking with the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov for idea 4a and 4b. Pasuk is in our parsha, Chav Ches Yud. V'raru kol amei ha'aret ki Hashem Hashem Nikra, ki Hashem Hashem Nikra alecha v'yara mimecha. The Pasuk says, and all the people of the earth will see the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proclaimed over you, and it will revere you. We know this is the Pasuk that says by Te'ilu Tefillin Shavarosh, Chazal say, but says the Baal Shem Tov, what's the deeper idea over here? He says, you got to read the Pasuk in the Chassidish Shavuot, in the Chassidish Shavuot. He says, "V'ra'ol kol me'arat ki Hashem Hashem Nikra mimcha." He says, "V'yoro mimecha." They're going to realize from you, mimecha, from your kiddush Hashem. Rak b'cha tol yedavar mimcha. This matter, the rest of the world is dependent. V'yoro mimecha, mimecha. Does it just mean that the nations of the world are going to revere you? No. The whole kavod shemayim, the Rabbeinu Shem will be revealed mimecha from you. That the way a Jew acts is going to show the rest of the world who the Rabbeinu Shem is. That a Torah, the way a Torah Jew acts is going to show the rest of the world who HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what it means to be a Torah Jew. And that's a deeper idea. V'ro mimecha doesn't just mean they're going to fear you. V'ro mimecha means they're going to learn from you. You're going to be a light unto the nations. You're going to be that source to show the world who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And this whole ending of Esusa Dilatata, to be able to know who you are, to be able to bring Kavod Shemayim, that's really what El is all about. The Baal Shem Tov tells us the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Dam al malam amcha, you have to know what's above you. A watchful eye, a listening ear, and everything's written down. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Dam al malam mimcha, what goes on above, mimcha, comes from you. That the way you act down here has tremendous ramifications, not only in this world, for the rest of the nations to see, as we see in this pasuk, but also mimcha. Dam malam mala, what goes up above, in Shemayim, mimcha, is dependent upon you down here. The way you act and talk and learn and daven, the way you act with your family and your friends and your whole community, what goes on because of you, and that's what the Tashi Rebbe says. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Once the Jews ani l'doidi, he's asusa to the Tata. Then v'doidi li asusa to the Eila. The Baal Shem will bless with tremendous bracha. But the Baal Shem Tov says, "V'ro memaka God dafka." We have to be that. We have to be that light unto the nations in this world, and then we v'ro memaka that the rest of the world will see memaka from us. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says also in Mishnah Perkei Avos, not only will the rest of this world see, but even the next world up above, Mamash comes from our kochos, the way we act has tremendous ramifications, not only in this world, but also in the next world idea. Beautiful two insights from the Baal Shem Tov and the addition of the Anila Dod Yodod Li from the Tashi Rebbe. So, moving on to the fifth and final idea. Probably the most famous pasuk that you, if a Jew could say such a thing in the whole entire Parsha, comes to us from the Altar of Kelm, the third week in a row, from Rav Simcha Zivsov, Kelm, the Altar of Kelm. Tachas asher lo evad ha-shal, asher makach ha-simcha v'tov levav merov kol. You want to know why you got all these clothes, the Ribbono Shel Olam says? Because you didn't serve the Ribbono Shel Olam with joy, with a good heart. And it says Rav Simcha Zivsov, Kelm, isn't this a really extreme, severe penalty for not reaching such a, because we didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we still davened, we still learned. What's going on here? Such a severe penalty for all these terrible things. Are all these klalos? He says in Chacham Musar in Chelak Aleph. He says, yeah. You want to know why? Because someone who lacks joy, someone who lacks simcha, when he does the Rabbanu Shem's will, it's not going to last if you don't do it with simcha. You're just doing it because you have to do. But if you do it with simcha, it will last. But Chas Shem Ashu does not do it with simcha. You don't do it with joy, and you don't actually enjoy the Avodas Hashem. It's going to eventually lead to your lack of fulfilling other commandments as well. Therefore, simcha is a key attribute and is a fundamental for the observance of the entire Torah. It says at the end of the day, if you don't do it with simcha, if you don't serve the Baruch Hashem with joy, not only it's just a recognition that everything's going to fall apart because you're only doing it for the wrong reasons. But a person does his Avodas Hashem with simcha, then that's going to show that's a Yiddishkeit, that's a foundation. And if you look at this inside the Sichos around, Rabbi Nachman writes, Rabbi Nachman writes from Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Nachman scream about, Tzorach liyos yischaz liyos sameach v'tomid, that a Jew has to be careful all the time to be able to be careful to be besimcha, but especially when it comes to the time of davening. And he says it's hard. Rabbi Nachman wasn't dumb. He knows. He says that it's the hardest job. It's actually the hardest job to be able to be simcha with besimcha all the time. The Yitzhar knows that it's the key, right? But we know that Gemara says that the Eliyahu Navi, they saw what they asked Eliyahu Navi, who over here is going to be going to Olam Haba, and he pointed to those two joke makers. Yeah, those joke makers, someone who's in Yoni Tzchol Kishtus, someone who's able to make other people happy, those are people that Olam Haba, because how crucial is the Midah Simcha? And if you think that this is such a breathless thing, this is actually what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says the hardest mitzvah in the Torah to keep is to be joyous on Cholim, to be joyous on Sukkot. To have that Simcha. Simcha's yontif, to try to be joyous every single minute, every second to be with your family at the hardest mincha. That's the Vilna Gaon. You can say this over on his yartzeit, which is around Rabbi Nachman's yartzeit as well, and Sukkot as well. But at the end of the day, he says Tachas or Shavuot says Rav Simcha Zitzel Kem. Yeah, you want to know why such a severe punishment? Because it's going to lead to people to you for doing the wrong things. And at the end of the day, it shows you a fundamental lack of that relationship of what we spoke about earlier. But when Jews serve the Rabbanu Shalom with Simcha, that shows that person wants to be there. You want to have part of the relationship. You feel close to the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's why Rabbi Nachman would say this is the hardest job, but a person has to force himself and to daven for it. And specifically when it comes to daven, to be Simcha when we come to daven, and to understand how crucial this midah is, the Simcha. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says the hardest mitzvah to do is the mitzvah of Simcha Yontif when it comes to Sukkot and for the other Yontif as well. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off the first idea saying from the Yismach Yisrael, Asher Hashem Alekach Nosen Lach, that at the end of the Chodesh Baruch Hu gives to you. Yeah, what's the midah, what's the DNA of Bikurim, what's the message of Bikurim? Is the midah of Anava. You work hard. At the end of the day, you work hard day and night. And then the first fruit you don't take for yourself, you bring to the base of Mikdash. Why? To be able to save you from Gaiva. To the midah of Anava. The midah of Bikurim, the DNA of Bikurim is Anava. And that's why the Imre Emes says, Veshtachavisa. When you come to you, Shlam, you gotta bow down. Because bottom bow down represents, Rabbi Dai represents Anava. And that's what Rav Tzadok says, Vanafshi Karvel Kol Tia. Once a person has that his the soul should be like dust. Then then the Torah can open up to the rest of the soul. A beautiful insight on the crucial aspect of anava, of humility. The second idea we said from Yosef Konidov, that sefer, a beautiful sefer again in Meir Sharm, it gets very small. In Chav of Yubez, the Samach to B'chol Tov Asher Nasol Hashem Elokecha, says, you want to know what the Iker Simcha is? It's not just all just Gashmi from the guy from Chodesh Baruch Hu. The Samach to B'chol Atov, the great Simcha that we have is Asher Nasol Hashem Elokecha, that we have the relationship with the Rosh Hashem, that we have the relationship that the Kedushas Levi talked about. Only you, only you, only you. At the end of the day, we have the connection to the Rosh Hashem. That's what Rav Baruch HaMezh, the original Rebbe, says, V'al Kol Hashem Anachnu Modim Lach, and upon everything, Hashem Elokeinu Anachnu Modim Lach, that you're a God, and you're a Father, and you're a Tata. That's where we come to thank you. That's the Yom Noram. That Anu Mamirach Va'Ata Mamireinu. You're ours. We're ours. And you're you. That whole paragraph, the whole ending of Yom Noram is this essence. Is the relationship between us and you. And the Shemi Shmuel says the Chavzerin Ches V'Chasavta Alavanim Es Kol Divrei Torah Zos. When you get to Eretz, you have to write the Torah on the Avanim. What's so crucial about that? Because we have to get rid of the Canaanite, the Tumah of the Canaanim. And how do you get to do that? Only through the Dafka of the Torah. Only through the fire of Torah. Like Rabbi Gober said last night, Arav at the Rav, and quoting from the shore, quotes of the Baal Shem Tov, Ki Asher Karcha Badarach. It's not just good enough to be able to learn Torah. But the Malik tries to be able to go learn Torah, but do it in a cold way. Karcha, Lashon Kariris. We have to do it in a fire way. Shifty Bez Hashem, Achlus Benom, Kashem, Koy Mechaya. They have to have the passion and energy to the Rabbon Hashem. And that's the number one way. That's what Rav Yitzchak Vorka said on his deathbed. Be able to say another thing that purifies the Jewish soul is after the page of Gemara. Be able to make sure we have that passion and fire in our Avodah Hashem. The fourth idea we said, the two ideas from the Baal Shem Tov. Chav Chaz Yov, Yerel, Kol Meretz, Ki Hashem Hashem Nikra, Alech V'yar Mimekah. V'yar Mimekah means they're gonna fear you. But V'yar Mimekah means it's gonna come from you. We have to be a light unto the nations. We have to show the rest of the world what it means to be a Torah Jew, what it means to be a son of God, what it means to be a daughter of God. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov says. We don't just affect this world, we also affect the next world as well. Da Mal Mal Mimcha. What it goes above comes from you. Mimcha. Mimcha Mamish. It doesn't just mean, no, it's above you, a watchful eye, listening ear. No, no, no. What goes up above, Mimcha comes from you downstairs, Asud to the Tata, Asud to the Ila. Adin the Doidi, says the Tosha Rabbi, Vidoidi Li. Once you do your part, then Adin the Doidi, then Vidoidi Li. The fifth and final deal, all about Simcha, Chavchas Memzain, Tachas, Shalovat, Ashtelkham, Simcha, says the Altav Kem, such a Simcha, such a terrible thing. And the Altav Kem says yes, because it shows the lack of the relationship. And once you have the lack of something loose in the foundation, and nothing's going to be able to stay, at the end of the day, the relationship is flawed. It's flawed. You're only doing it because you have to. And then everything's going to fall apart. And Rabbi Nachman was talked about this entire life, Sicha Chaf and Sicha Saran, when he told him Nasan, it's a lifelong work. A person's got to be able to daven. And specifically, when it comes to daven, to be make sure to be in Simcha. And it's a very hard job. And a person has to push himself. Fake it till you make it, Rabbi Nachman says. And this is what the Gemara says, that a person, they say, the Tanaim saw Eliyahu Navi, and Eliyahu Navi said, yeah, well, those two people are joke makers. They're going to go to Olam Haba. Then the Gra said, not just a breast of thing, the Gra said, the hardest mitzvah in the Torah, still to be in Simcha, all eight days of Sukkot and Simchas Yontif. How crucial is the mitzvah of Simcha? Because when someone's Simcha, it shows that you want to be there. You feel part of the family. You feel part of it. It's not just when you're being forced on. You want to be there. She was Zochah Bez Hashem to take these lessons of the cruelness of Gaiva. The message of Bikurim is Anava. The message of Bikurim is Anava. To realize everything comes from the Rabbon Hashem. To know that the connection between how the love affair between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael. That's what El is all about. To understand that it's got to be a passionate Rabbon Hashem. You have to have the emotional connection to Rabbon Hashem. To understand that Susu Tel Tata, all our actions has tremendous ramifications in this world and in the next world. And understand how crucial Simcha is in our Avodas Hashem. Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Wishing everyone a beautiful, beautiful El. Tzivich Simtov. Good Gaben Shoshkoch.